Item number three on the agenda, Rose Bonina and Louis Pagnotta. Why don't you come on up?
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Good, my name is John Barilli. I am in contract to purchase the property from sellers at 45 Auburn Lane.
Okay.
Mr. Barilli, before you start, let me ask Victoria, are the mailings in order?
I don't think so. It would appear that the mailings went out on the 11th of September.
Today's the 17th.
I'm sorry, sir, I need to spell your last name.
Barilli, B-A-R-I-L-I.
Thank you.
Mr. Barilli, by statute.
I understand.
They're supposed to go out 10 days in advance.
The office didn't do it.
And the problem is if we were to act on it and grant a variance, it would be subject to being overturned on that technicality.
Have to start it all over again?
I don't think the application fee again, but we'll put you over to next month.
Okay.
And you have to do the mailings again.
Okay.
And just make sure you do more than 10 days. You've got plenty of time to do them.
Don't have to do an entire application, just the mailings?
No.
You just have to redo the mailings. You're probably going to have to go get another list from the assessor's office, so you make sure you're using the absolute most recent list.
Okay.
And the next meeting is on the 17th, so you'll have to change the notice that you're mailing to show the new date.
Okay.
Of the meeting. You can call our office and we'll be more than happy to help you with it.
Thank you so much. Sorry to waste your time. Good evening.
Okay. I assume there are people who have showed up here to speak about this application.
Yes, right.
I can't even open a public hearing. It wasn't properly noticed statutorily. It'll be on next month.
So the question is, are we getting another notice or?
Yes.
If you're within the jurisdiction of notice under the statute, then yes, you would be getting notice.
Let me see if I'm on Saturday.
That's why
I can't hear this tonight.
And I'll just, may I just also?
Sure.
I had some calls today, and I just want to tell everybody, if there's some reason you cannot be at the meeting on the 17th, and you email something to me at 1 Main Street, or bring it to me, the ZBA will get it, and usually the chairman will read it at the meeting.
So if in an email statement, all we have to put in there is yay and nay?
Well, there are statutory criteria for the granting of variances, character of the neighborhood, things of that nature, environmental concerns. If you can address any of those, if you have any particular knowledge or any of your concerns go to those considerations, include that.
Okay. I have a letter from my neighbor, Cabello, which is to the left of the proposed dwelling.
I can take that now, yes. I'll make that part of the record now.
She'll go in the file for next month.
Absolutely.
She couldn't make it.
She called earlier today, so I will make that part of the record. I'll give it to all of you guys.
Okay. So, I apologize to those who came out tonight. But as a matter of law, we really cannot open the public hearing and take testimony tonight.
Just want to make sure we're doing the right thing, you know,
yeah.
Procedural-wise. And the email address, we email it is planning.
You can email to planning, one word, lowercase, at southeast-ny.gov.
Okay.
It's much easier than my name.
Well, because my wife actually got it and said .com, and I was like,
No, .gov.
Yeah. And Victoria will get that, and she will forward it to all the board members. So anything that gets emailed in, we'll all see.
Email or regular mail, it all gets forwarded.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, folks. Okay.